Everybody, this is Uncle John, and this is the 100th Dead Air here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. I'm pretty excited about it. This is the 100th episode, at least the 100th since I started counting. And I guess that's all that counts, isn't it? So, it's pretty exciting. Got some interesting music for you, and very, very interesting prizes. I'm not even going to say if there's something you want to hear. I'm going to pretty much run it tonight. You just sit back and listen. While we're at that, though, if you want to check out what the potential prizes are for you tonight, you go to www.deadair881.net. Once you're there, click on the logo right in the center. It'll take you to a page that'll show you samples of the prizes, and definitely check those out. That way, when I'm telling you what you're going to get, you'll already be able to know what it looks like. So Rat Dog's done. Another awesome spring tour. One interesting thing they did while they were in New York City at the Beacon doing a three-night run. Each night they did a version of course, the Stagger Lee story. They did a traditional the first night, a different traditional the second night, and then, of course, the last night, the Saturday night, they did the Grateful Dead's version of Stagger Lee. Got them all put together for you. I'm going to let you check that out while I get things together. And then we're going to let the party get started. So enjoy. This is Dead Air on WESU 88.1 FM Middletown.
Cruel Stagger Lee. Down that railroad track, he said, I can't get you now, baby. Don't be here when I get back. He was a bad, cruel Stanley. He got his 44. Went down to the bar room, gonna pay back that debt I owe. He was a bad, cruel Stag Lee. Good line, told Stag Lee, God, please don't take my wife. I got three little children and a darling, loving wife. He's a bad man. Oh, Stanley. Oh, God will take care of your children. I'll take care of your wife. You done took my steps in half. Now I'm bound to take your life. He was a bad man. Cruel Stanley. Shot Bill, shot that poor boy so bad. The bullets went through Billy, and they broke the bartender's glass. He was a bad man, cruel Stanley. Boom, 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 with a 44. Last time I spied Billy, he was lying on the barroom floor. He was a bad man. Cruel Stag Lee. Oh, gentlemen of the jury, now what do you think about that? Stag Lee killed Bill and lined out a brand new Stetson hat. He was a bad man. Cruel Stag Lee. Gallows, Stag Lee did cuss. Judge said, better kill him, boys, before he kills some of us. He was a bad, cruel Stag Lee. Standing on the gallows with his head way up high. At 12 o'clock, they killed him. They're all glad to see him die. He was a bad man. Could have been a rainy morning, could have been a rainy night. Staggering in the line, they got in an awful fight. He was a bad man. Cruel Staggering, he was a bad man. Cruel Staggering, he was a bad man. Stag Lee.
The night was black and the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down. But don't be here when I get back. We'll be right back.
city hall. Why, oh, let's see it hang high.
And that was, of course, the Stagger Lee Trio from The Beacon. That's Rat Dog, of course. Stack O Lee. Hold on one second. Just dropped everything. Stack O Lee. Stack O Lee. And, of course, The Dead's Stagger Lee. I just dropped everything on the ground. Off to a good start. Well, this is the 100th show of Dead Air here on WESU Middletown, 80.1 FM. If you haven't had a chance to, I'm going to be giving away some prizes. Go to www.deadair881.net. Click on the skull, and it'll point you toward a sneak peek at the prizes. Going to give one away right now, and we're not going to do it just calling in. Here's the deal. I'm going to give you a real simple trivia question. Call in with the right answer, and you win. First thing I'm going to be giving away is a Jerry doll, one of these really cool things put out by Gund. And of course, everything that I'm going to be giving away tonight is courtesy of Liquid Blue. Point, click, awesomeness. www.liquidblue.com. Really cool stuff there. Amazing amount of stuff there. That's www.liquidblue.com. This is a Jerry doll, nice and soft, 17 and a half inches, huggable, has a little guitar, even missing the finger. It's beautiful. And that's part of the trivia question. When Jerry was four, he had half of one of his fingers cut off with an axe in a little wood chopping accident. Which finger and which hand? 860-685-7700. This is for Tom in Bergen Correctional from Tyler and Dennis. A little standing on the moon for you. Hope you're having a good time in there, Tom. Thinking about you, bro.
got no cobweb on my shoe. Standing on the moon, I'm feeling so alone and blue. I see the Gulf of Mexico as tiny as a tear. The coast of California must be somewhere over here. Over here.
No more calls. We have a winner. Don't worry, we'll give away more stuff.
Standing on the moon, I see the battle range below. Standing on the moon, I see the soldiers come and go. There's a metal flame beside someone planted it long ago. Oh, glory, standing stiff, crimson, white, and indigo. Oh, glory, standing stiff, crimson, white.
With you.
And that was, of course, and still is, Standing on the Moon from July 6th, 1990. That's for Tom in Bergen, from your bro Tyler, and Dennis in Danbury. Hope you enjoyed that, Tom. Got a couple winners. Of course, hold on one sec. As you know, this is the 100th Dead Air, giving away some good stuff. Just gave away a pair of Jerry dolls. And I still have one more to give away, so don't worry. Tucker, good job. And Toby in Louisville, Kentucky. Each one a Jerry doll. You're going to love that. We'll get that right out to you. Got some other fun stuff we're going to give away. And this is all, of course, courtesy of liquidblue.com. You should go check them out. Next thing I'm going to be giving away is a pair. I'm going to give away two. I want to get this knocked out. So we're going to give away a pair of the Steal Your Face coins. These are a limited edition run. Beautiful. One troy ounce of fine silver. And they are beautiful. And they are numbered. Only 5,000 were milled. And they are sharp looking. Come in a nice case. And they are, of course, numbered. What I would recommend you do is answer this trivia question once the music starts. And the question, see, I told you this is going to be easy ones too. What was the last song ever to be played by the Grateful Dead in concert? The phone's ringing. Hang up. Whoever's just calling right now, hang up and try again. I'm not going to let you do it until the music starts playing. What was the last song played by the Grateful Dead in concert? You give us a call, 860-685-7700. The first two people with the right answer will get the cool Steal Your Face coins. And for anyone else, here's Loser from March 24th, 1990. No more calls. We have our winners. Get up in the morning.
that wine. I can tell the queen of diamonds by the way she shines.
And here's a quick one if you're paying attention. The song has about 2.5 minutes left. You tell me how old Pigpen was when he died, and you'll get a Jerry doll. First person to call in, tell me how old was Pigpen when he died, and you'll get a Jerry doll. All right, that was Loser from March 24th, 1990. Want to say congratulations to the winners, Diane in East Hartford, Sean in Fort Lauderdale. Good job, Sean. And also the rapid round or whatever, Evan from Far Hills, New Jersey, won the Jerry doll. If you're calling now, just go ahead and hang up. You didn't win. Sorry, you're a loser. But don't worry, we got more stuff, and you're not going to win it if you keep calling. So watch this. And I just hung up on you. Next thing I'm going to play is Hey Pocky Way, and that's from March 21st, 1991. Whoops, I mean 1990. Awesome Brent song, bringing it serious meters action. And the question I'm going to ask you, and let's see, what are we going to give away? What are we going to give away? What are we going to give away? Oh, I know. We got this awesome, if you went to it, the Grateful Dead baseball jersey. Very valuable, very cool looking, sized extra large. And you'll look pretty sharp wearing it. And the question is, when the Dead played Woodstock, what day do they play? The first day, second day, or third day? First caller to get me that answer at 860-685-7700 gets the jersey. Hey, Pocky Way. Calls. We have a winner. No more calls. We have a winner. Yeah, Hey Pocky Way. Congratulations to Bill, won that Grateful Dead jersey. Still got some good stuff we're going to be giving away, of course. And I'm trying to think what I want to give away next. We got a couple of the high-end prizes. We got two lithographs, both of them signed and numbered and titled by the artist. Very sharp-looking. We got over here. One of them is the Keep It Green. If you go, of course, if you go to www.deadair881.net, click on the skull. It'll point you to them. You can get a nice look at them. And these things are beautiful. They're 16 and a half by 22. All sorts of cool information about them. They're saying here the prints will probably last 75 to 80 years. And they're, like I said, they're hand signed, titled, and numbered by the artist, hand cut, and individually inspected to ensure quality. And they are fantastic looking. And I just want to point out, of course, that all this stuff was made available from Liquid Blue, and that's at www.liquidblue.com. Definitely check them out. Very kind, very cool, to give that stuff away for you guys. And the reason is this is the 100th episode of Dead Air, and I just want to give back. So we got a little bit of Brent taken care of, and you know what? So here's what I'm going to do. Here's what the pretty simple question again. I'm going to play a little Mr. Charlie. Because I think Pig Peg needs to be heard. From May 7th, 72. You tell me, what was the first solo record from Mickey? What was the name of it? 860-685-7700.
Shotgun, take a little skin. Juba, 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 juba. Bullet, bullet,
bullet, bullet.
Looking low,
looking low.
Gonna scare you up and shoot ya. Mr. Charlie told me so.
No more calls, we have our winner.
Thank you. could hear the drums a voodoo all night long. Mr. Charlie telling me, can't do nothing wrong. Juba, juba,
juba, juba,
woolly, woolly,
woolly, woolly,
looking high,
looking high,
looking low,
looking low.
Gonna scare you up and shoot ya. Mr. Charlie told me so.
Charlie told me so. Don't you love Pigpen? I love Pigpen. Congratulations to John in Newington. He won one of the lithograph posters, and he picked the Ship of Fools one, but we still got the Keep It Green one. Love to keep it green. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and knock that one out, too. Let me think up a trivia question here. Okay, I got a good one for you. So Donna Jean played Friday night in Bridgeport. I walked in, barely got in, and walked right back out. The place was packed, the Acoustic Cafe. But you got Donna Jean and the Tricksters, and it's fantastic. She's definitely bringing it, and she's, of course, going to be at Gathering of the Vibes. I want to say thanks to liquidblue.com for providing these awesome gifts and prizes for you, the listener. This is the 100th episode of Dead Air. We've got another half hour of music, and I got a few more prizes to give away, and then we're just going to knock out some music here. And definitely tell a friend. And when we do our 200th episode, we'll give away some good stuff, too. That's a good little mark for it there. I'll tell you what, then. Here's what my question is going to be, speaking of Donna Jean. They joined up in the early 70s. What year was it that Donna Jean and Keith got out of the Grateful Dead? While you're thinking about that one, here's Wang Dang Doodle from March 23rd, 95. First caller, 860-685-7700. Tell me when they left, and you can get the other poster, the Keep It Green lithograph. No more calls. We have a winner. We'll be right back.
Boxcar Joe. He saw us just shaking till I die. Don't let him one for the time. When we did, we didn't do it. Something you wet.
That was Wang Dang Doodle for March 23rd, 1995. I hope you're enjoying this. This is the 100th Dead Air here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. I want to say congratulations to Alex in Rockville, Connecticut. Won that other lithograph. I know a lot of people are calling. I feel bad. I want to give everybody something. But like I said, it's got to be the first caller. And I'm going to try to take care of you. Stick with me. I got maybe two more things to give away, and that's just about enough time that we have, isn't it? You know what I'm gonna do? Let's see what the next one I'm gonna think about doing is. Hold on, I gotta bring this mic closer to me. How about this one here? Phil Lesh plays bass for the Grateful Dead. Before that, what's his other instrument that he plays quite well before he got together with the band? You think about that, you'd be the first caller, 860-685-7700. I got one last 1 ounce silver steal your face coin, limited run of 5,000. Enjoy this music. First caller, tell me what the instrument Phil played before he played bass for the Dead. Check out this Built to Last.
Call. You can take a lot of reckoning, but you can't take it all. There are times when I can help you out, and times when you must fall. There are times when you must live in death, and I can't help at all. Three blue stars rise on the hill. Sometimes you must freeze. There are times when you offend me, and I do the same to you. If we can avoid it, maybe I guess we could be true. Sunlight fails and darkness moves on all. Built to last, my years roll past like soundscapes in the sky. Show me something built to last, something built to try.
try hard, but you cannot heal. All the times you gladly fought with what you need to deal. Don't waste your breath to save your face when you have done your best. And even more is asked of you. Fate will decide the rest.
And that was Built to Last. I want to say congratulations to Michelle in Easton. She won that Steal Your Face coin, and I think she's going to love it a lot. Congratulations, Michelle. And let's see. I got two more prizes to give away, and they're two T-shirts. They're pretty cool. One's a really cool tie-dye with an interesting design of the Steal Your Face on it, and the other one is the 30th anniversary shirt. All this was courtesy of liquidblue.com. That's www.liquidblue.com. If you want to check out all the cool stuff, just go to www.deadair881.net. Click on the skull, and it'll take you to a little sneak preview of the stuff that people have won. And you might still win, too. Got two more T-shirts to give away. Of course, you're listening to Dead Air, the 100th episode here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. I want to say thank you to everyone who's listening tonight. I want to say hey to the people on ratdog.org, on the Two Board, on Deadhook, on, let's see, Legion of Jerry, where else? Gathering the Vibes website, a lot of places. If anyone's tuned in from getting spammed by me today on MySpace, and also people who are just regular listeners here in the listening area in Connecticut. This is WESU 88.1 FM Middletown. Here's one for you. What was the last year the Grateful Dead played a New Year's Eve concert? While you're thinking about that, I want you to be the third caller, and you get to pick which T-shirt, either the Steal Your Face or the 30th anniversary. Rick's in here with Tortellini, and make sure you stay tuned. The Psychedelic Catessin is next. And enjoy this Unbroken Chain. You be the third caller. You tell me what was the last year the Dead played a New Year's Eve concert. Third caller gets their choice of the shirt, and then I'll give away the second one. Thank you.
for the secret,
searching for the sound.
But I could only hear the preacher and the baying of his hounds. Willow sky, well, I walk and wonder why they say love your brother, but you will catch it when you try.
No more calls. We have a winner.
You out on the cold railroad and nailed you to a cross.
Yeah.
And that was on Broken Chain, Phil on vocals, of course, from the Mars Hotel. Congratulations to Rick from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Woo-hoo.
Won the Steal Your Face shirt. I got one more thing to give away, and that's the 30th anniversary shirt. But first, let me tell you a couple things, because then I'm just going to play a song, give a winner or something, and then bid you good night until next week. You're listening, of course, to Dead Air here on WESU. In Middletown, 88.1 FM. This is Dead Air. This was the 100th show tonight, and that's why you were getting all your good stuff.
Yeah!
If you, Rick's freaking out back here. I want to know what's in his tortellini. But if you enjoyed the show, the show is not normal like this. Usually I'll play a lot more music and a lot less talking, because I know you're not really calling to listen to me. But if you enjoyed the show, definitely tell a friend, and certainly tune in next week. Should be interesting as well. Don't forget, it's April Fool's, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And definitely stay tuned at 9 o'clock, which is 10 minutes from now, is the Psychedelic Attestant with Rick, who's already here.
Tonight.
He's got a 3-hour show tonight, and so that should be pretty interesting. What other information do I want to give out?
Any shows coming up?
No, this is a dead week this week. Donna Jean, of course, was in Bridgeport Friday night. And if you saw it, you saw it. If you didn't, you were like me. But it was pretty cool. And definitely give thanks to liquidblue.com, who provided us with all these cool gifts that I could give away tonight. That's liquidblue.com. If you didn't win something, go to their site. They got the coolest stuff, great prices, quick shipping, and all that good stuff. Thank you, Liquid Blue. And once again, that's liquidblue.com. Next thing I'm going to play is a song that's near and dear to me, and it was from March 23rd of 95. It's the So Many Roads. And my question to you is, in the 82 Olympics in Barcelona.
92.
Did I say 82?
82, yeah.
Thank God Rick's here. In the 92 Barcelona Olympics, what nation's basketball team was partially funded by the Grateful Dead? You give me a call, 860-685-7700. You tell me, and you'll win the other T-shirt, and that's a 30th anniversary Grateful Dead T-shirt. And then enjoy your show next week, April Fools.
Up on Bluebird Hill, call me a whining boy if you will. Born where the sun don't shine, I don't deny my name. I know a place to go, ain't that a shame? Thought I heard that Casey whistle, morning sweet and I heard that KC when she blowed down where the sun don't shine underneath the cocoa. Wanted more, got no place to go. So many roads I tell you, so many roads I know, so many roads. So many roads down the high river wide, so many roads to ride, so many roads, so many roads.
No more calls, we have a winner. No more calls, we have a winner.
work, man, babe, if you don't, who else will? Over on the far side of the hill. Oh, I know the sun don't shine, the rain refuses to fall. You don't seem to hear me when I call. Wind inside, the wind outside, cranking in the window blind. Tell me why you treat me so bad. Lonely and I call your name. No place to go, ain't that a shame? So many roads, I tell you. So many roads, I know. You're the one to take me home. From the high road to the low. So many roads, I know. So many routes, so many roads. From the land of the midnight sun, where the ice blue roses grow, along those roads of ice, silver snow. How wide of morning low. So many roads I know. So many roads ease my soul. So many roads ease my soul. So many roads ease my soul. So many roads, ease my soul.